just come from the launch of the Witty Review, which is Sir Andrew Witty's report on the universities and growth, called Encouraging a Business Invention Revolution. Vince Cable was there. David Doherty ably spoke and vamped till Vince Cable arrived. And the report is definitely worth a look if you're interested in the role of universities in both national and regional growth, which I think is a really important thing. And Andrew Witty's done a sterling job in trying to pull it all together, a somewhat impossible job, I feel. The bulk of the report, the sort of 60 substantive pages, is definitely worth a go through. One of the main things Andrew Witty suggests is the formation of these things called Arrow projects. And Arrow projects, at their tip, have a breakthrough technology. The rest of the arrowhead forms around this tip and comprises the resources necessary to implement the technologies in terms of market reality and supply chains and so on. At least that's my understanding, based on the report, of what an Arrow project really is. And it seems to me that that is both a good thing to try and do and also a very difficult thing to try and do, as Andrew Witty said to Vince Cable. I had a couple of questions, really, which David Bott tweeted were kind of the big questions. And my two questions were concerns about how the arrows will actually hit the right target market. How do we know which breakthrough technologies are going to really provide big market impact? And also, a thing that is very close to the work that I do and close to my heart is working with SMEs. How will SMEs really benefit and be included as collaborators and contributors to this process? Witty's answer was he sees the industrial strategy, which was launched recently. There was a big conference on it in September. The industrial strategy is a framework. The catapult centres, which the TSB is forming, as a platform, and that he is aware of the risks in picking winners, but he feels that there are reasonable levels of confidence that we can actually identify technologies that will give both a degree of specificity in terms of access to market and commercial reality. He also thinks that we shouldn't be too cautious in this, that there is a gap, and that we can fill that gap, I suppose a market reality gap, that we can fill by pushing the Arrow projects and getting them to, as he describes, to lean forward into that space. He also responded to the point about SMEs. How can we engage SMEs and how do we really help them? He sees them as being of having an impact on the supply chain. And the way he described it, it sounded like they would be components in the broader arrowhead, forming around the sharp point of transformative technologies and approaches. I think the thing for me is the what in the report is pretty clear, I mean, what we should be doing to improve the situation. And as he says, it's not all bad. We could be, you know, particularly with SMEs, we could do better. But the thing that I was left with a question about is the how. How is this going to be done? And I'll give you two examples. There are there was a mention of the old regional development agencies, and there was a further mention about the fact that we ended up competing regionally through the RDAs, that everybody had a strategy for bioscience, for example, which, you know, they did. And that we indulged in regional competition when actually, and what he described as intra-British competition, when really what we should be looking is looking outwards. That, of course, requires collaboration. So that's the first example. However, we're now focusing on the local enterprise partnerships, the LEPs, so-called. Well, what makes us think that the LEPs won't engage in sub-regional competition just as much as the RDAs did in regional competition? So that's a bit of a worry. The second thing is that the local growth initiative seems to depend on universities collaborating together, which we know, and we certainly know it from work at the Centre for Creative Collaboration, is a brilliant thing when you can do it, but actually is enormously difficult to do. And then we have the whole issue of the overarching strategy. And so we have the industrial strategy, but we're not in a position to be able to compel the universities or the LEPs, I don't think, to conform to that industrial strategy, nor can we really force the universities to collaborate on larger arrow type projects. And if the money all goes to the elite universities that are research capable, then how is that going to promote regional economic growth? And as Andrew Witty agreed, the difficulty of his ask to both to government, to the universities, and to the existing regional growth structure is quite demanding from a political point of view. It's going to be interesting to see how this debate develops. Really interesting meeting, and let's see where we go from here.